There's a long weekend ahead of us, but no shortage of events to choose from. Julia has a long list. She's here in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Where are we starting?
Let's begin with some art exhibits in the townships. When you think of the oil industry, what kind of landscape comes to mind, Susan?
One in the western part of this country that is probably fairly oily.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm looking for a polite word.
You know, I was thinking the same way. But most people would say, you know, maybe the southern United States,
too.
Texas, or Alberta. But artist Andreas Rutskauskas takes us to the first commercial oil well in North America, which is located just outside of Sarnia, Ontario.
Sarnia. And that is a surprise to me.
There is actually a town called Petrolia, where there are these oil springs.
That's even better.
I know. So I spoke with Rutskauskas. He is originally from Winnipeg, currently lives and works in Montreal. He teaches photography at Concordia and has done a few projects in the townships already, notably the Stansted project, which was about the border and that big swath of land that has just been chopped right down the middle. Beautiful photography project from 2011. But this one, Petrolia, is obviously different. He was an artist in residence at a gallery based in Sarnia, the Alex Gallery, and local residents would take him on tours of their favorite locations around the county so this outsider could get to know the place. And he told me about the place that in turn inspired this art.
And one of the first places that they took me was the site of Oil Springs in the town of Petrolia, to sites that are within about a 40-minute drive of Sarnia, where there's this amazing oil heritage. And so the exhibition is presenting kind of the better known history of Sarnia, which is the petrochemical industry, which is referred to as Chemical Valley, where a lot of the sites are being decommissioned and moved overseas or to South America, and at the same time investigating this oil heritage, because it is the site of the first commercial oil well in North America, which was established in 1858. And the amazing thing about it is that it's continually producing. There are four generations of families that have been extracting oil from the ground there continually since the 19th century, and they use the same equipment, which is called the jerker line system. So part of the exhibition is video installation with sound, where you see the jerker line system in motion. It's this kind of jerky, creaky, clunky machinery. It's sets of ash timbers that rock back and forth through the forest, and they drive pump jacks, which are made some of steel, but others are made actually of wood, sometimes trees that are actually just cut down out of the forest and converted into these very utilitarian pump jacks. There are 10 large-scale photographs ranging between 30 by 40 inches and 40 by 50 inches, and they were all shot with a large-format camera, so they're very rich in detail. And then there's a separate room that's been built specifically for the exhibition inside the gallery, and so you enter into that space, and there's projection with sound of this jerker line system in operation. So that's the sound with audio component, and the sound will spill over into the exhibition space where the still images are.
So that is Andreas Rutskauskas describing his project Petrolia. It is opening tonight at Sporabol, the Centre en Art Actuel in downtown Sherbrooke. It runs from today, March 28th, until April 28th. And there will be a guest lecture with Andreas describing and talking about the creation of this project near the end of April. We'll share more details as they come about.